So tell me your story. How did you hear about this?
I heard about this by way of Cornel West, African-American philosopher extraordinaire, charismatic, Jesus-loving, free black man.
Yeah.
he is one of my personal heroes. I am a white man from Salt Lake City, Utah. My father is a 6'2" white man from Wyoming. He raised me on the jazz and the blues. And by way of the Inclusion Center in Salt Lake City, I was introduced to dialogues pertaining to class disparities, race disparities, sex disparities. And in that, I guess I experienced a little bit of a calling, a call to action, at least in a little way.
Mm-hmm.
So I am here. I flew the red eye out last night, and I will fly back tonight after going to Union Square at 2 p.m. To bear witness to truth and seek justice.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this over in this past period, with all this happening in the fall with Michael Brown and, you know, with Eric Garner here in the New York City and them getting killed and then grand juries coming back and not doing anything with the cops, how were you looking at all that?
It's disappointing. It's deeply disappointing. For me, I think it's different. It is different in a lot of ways than it is for a good number of people in New York, in people across this nation, because they live the realities more so than I do. I am very fortunate. I am very privileged to live in an area that I can walk freely, I can think freely without fear of being profiled, fear of being harassed. But as a human, I have the capacity for empathy, and in that, I have the responsibility to practice that and seek justice with my fellow human folk.
Let me just ask you one thing, because they're getting ready. What do you think it's going to take to stop this police brutality and murder?
What we are doing right now is a part of it. I couldn't say overall, but what we are doing right now is a part of it.
All right, thanks.